When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Idea Pro Studios.
कहते हैं, अगर किसी चीज को दिल से चाहो तो पूरी कायनात उसे तुमसे मिलाने की कोशिश में लग जाती है. Well, what a way to start the new year. And this story and this episode of today, the first episode of Cheers Charity for 2022, is about a kainat story. But before I get to that, firstly, happy 22 to all Cheers Charity listeners and the kainat, and from the kainat. So I welcome this year as the goat year, and it truly started on a goat note. When I say goat, I don't mean the Chinese year animal. FYI, that's tiger for this year. Again, a very powerful and very goaty in its own way. I'm referring to the Benz of beers, the Wimbledon of beer, the Lord's Stadium of beer, and it's none other than the Guinness of beers, the Guinness beer. Actually, what the hell? Why am I even comparing it to anything else? If it's Guinness, it's beer. It doesn't need to be compared to anything else. Yes, it's my favorite beer brand and my style of beer. I'm not taking away from Budweiser, which is my comfort and everyday go-to beer. But see, you know, Guinness is special. When it comes to you, you know it's there only for a limited edition and for a little time. So, and 2022, my first beer started with Guinness. Ye beer nahi, beer ka baap, ma aur puri khandan hai. So I'm going to talk to you about Guinness. And now coming to the kainat part of it. So this goes back to almost two years ago, which was my 50th birthday. And my best friend Anura wanted to gift me Guinness beer. She tried everywhere, even I did. And we didn't get it anywhere in Bombay. Since then, it's been on our mind that we have to get it from somewhere. And I wanted it from her, especially. So, 2021 New Year's and for Christmas, she was in UK and she got me 8 cans of beer. Now, this is what manifestation is all about. You ask for something and the universe is right there waiting to gift it to you. And that's how I got it. I still remember when she came back, and I think it was on 2nd of Jan. No, 3rd of Jan. She gifted them to me. I was so excited. I felt like a little child in a candy store. In fact, I've kept everything about the beer, even that, you know, the corrugated carton covering that is there, even that I have saved it. I kept reading every line of it, everything about it. So you can imagine my excitement when I actually started drinking the beer. Before I really go to that, and speaking of gifts, I would also like to talk to you about another gift that 2022 gave me, and that's COVID. A virus in a rapid fire round said positive, and RT-PCR, QRST, UVWXYZ said negative. Thank God this gift really didn't last too long and was short-lived. And I could very soon get back to my barrels of beer. So let's get back to Guinness. So, you know, I first had Guinness, I think some 15 years ago. My sister and my brother-in-law were living in Lagos, Nigeria at that point of time. And one of their trips back to India, my brother-in-law got me, I remember, 4 bottles of Guinness. In fact, I was a little shocked also. How come Guinness in Africa? You know, one would expect it to either come from Europe, Ireland for sure, or from the best US. But I really didn't, you know, much think about it, and I just had it and I enjoyed it completely. I also had those bottles kept with me for a very long time. Now I don't. But it's only now when, you know, I got back my 8 cans of beer, which were gifted to me. And being a podcaster, I did a little bit of a study saying that what's the connection between Africa and Guineas. And do you know, two of the top five Guineas consuming countries are Nigeria and Cameroon. That's because Guineas owns five breweries around the world, which include Ireland, Malaysia, Nigeria, Ghana, and Cameroon. So that explains the African and Guineas connection. There's more to it, and this connection also goes back to, in history, to the early 1800s. You know, at that point of time, the beer was being exported from Ireland to Barbados, Trinidad, and the British colony of Sierra Leone. You know, so you can imagine what a history it has got. And I feel somewhere proud saying that I claimed a little part of that history because my Guineas came from Africa too. You know, there's a lot of connection between wherever the British have ruled and the alcohol or the other cultural habits in those respective countries and colonies too. Which reminds me, you know, the IPA story in India, again, which has got a British Raj connection and how it was also named as IPA. Well, I'm not going to get into that right now because we're talking about Guineas and I don't want you guys to be distracted either. Yeah, and then the second time I remember having Guineas was my niece. I think she was she came from Singapore. She went for a holiday and she got back some cans for me at that point of time as well. I remember, you know, looking at those. I was very excited and amused with the bidgets that are there in the Guineas bottles and in the cans. I kept them for a very long time too. Again, that's got lost somewhere. But this time when I've got my fresh batch, I've kept them. I'm going to collect them as well. And the third time, again, I had Guineas was when I was in the US at an extended trip in 2017. Cut to 2022. I'm back. It's back in my stable, in my bar. So now talking about the taste, you know, it's needless to say, but it was amazing. You know, even like actually I had planned a lot of things. Where will I taste Guineas and how will I taste it and what's going to be the mahol and all of that. You know, it had had to be from my homestay or at a holiday. And I said it'll certainly not be in the office. But the moment it arrived in the office, I said, forget it. I'm just going to open one. So chilled it enough and poured one. And amazing experience. I love the malty sweetness that is there. And plus the bitterness, you know, it's very hoppy too. And has these, you know, very fine notes of chocolate and coffee. Yeah. Plus I'm a coffee lover too. So, and the color, oh my mother, it's so rich. It's so exclusive. It's so like up there. It's like, it's difficult to explain. I guess only a lover of stout and Guinness will understand that. Plus, of course, it has this roasted flavor which comes from the unmalted barley, which all happens during the brewing. And a sweet taste to it and very rich, very creamy. And this creaminess comes from the head of the beer. No, it's perfectly balanced. In fact, after you finish pouring it and you look at a glass of Guineas, you know, it's so clean. It's like you can just cut across, like a surgical cut you can do from the head to the rest of the body. It's so beautiful. So yeah, and then talking about the creamy head, you know, this is actually created by the initiation and surging of the bubbles of nitrogen. So Guineas is not all about carbon dioxide. It's about nitrogen. That's the difference it has against other beers. If you see the bubbles also, they don't come up, they go down. I guess I'm a very nitro beer lover. So, and it's the nitrogen is what actually causes the tight, white, creamy head. So that's all about my knowledge about and my experience about drinking Guineas. Also, you know, I felt like this, as I said, like a little child. You know, when you get something which is very special, you want it to last very long. So when I was drinking the first can, I was extending the time, you know, making so that it stays in my mouth and I feel happy for a longer time. And I went on and on with it. Of course, I'm also one of those who doesn't like to rush with the beers. I like it to stay in my mouth. I love the mouthfeel. I like to experience it. I like to, you know, like every sense of my body needs to feel it. And that's how even Guinness needs to be had. It's all in the pour. It's the way you drink it. You know, actually, you know what? Speaking of pour, you pour Guinness wrong, you've lost it completely. It defeats the purpose of drinking it. You've lost respect for the beer, and the beer loses respect for you as well. So, in fact, I'm going to talk to you about the pouring of beer. How do you pour a Guinness in my next episode too. So, this was my experience. This is how my entire 2022 started. And I know it's going to be the goat here. The greatest of all times for all of you guys too. And before I sign off, I would like to tell you guys, this year is made for more. Make it stout. Make it more with the king of all beers, Guinness beer. Take care, babus. Have a nice and safe year. Be good to yourselves. And don't forget to follow us on our podcast and social media channels. Cheers.